Diamond Dogs by Alan Watt. Copyright 2000 by Alan Watt. Read by Matt Schaefer Powell. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Diamond Dogs, to my mother and father. There is no greater illusion than fear. Tao Te Ching. Sunday night. 1. I was angry. We were all at Fred Billings' house. He lived in a farmhouse on the outskirts of Carmen. His father raised chickens. The whole place stank of chickens. He let them run around in this corral that he surrounded with a mesh wire fence. I liked that about Fred's father. He could have made a lot more money if he'd kept those chickens in cages and fed them that low-grade steroid shit, but instead he let them run free. Mr. Billings had gone into Las Vegas with his wife to see Dorothy Hamill in Enter the Night, so Fred decided to have a party. It was mostly the football team. They were all downstairs getting wasted or outside sitting by the fire. We always ended up at Fred's house. It wasn't the most convenient place to get to. It wasn't even all that nice, but Fred's folks never hassled us, so that's where we ended up. Fred played center. He was big and wide. His forehead was this beefy ridge of flesh, and he had an irreparable underbite. I don't know anything about genetics, but judging by his folks, Fred was not going to age well. It was hard to believe that this was as good-looking as he was going to get. His girlfriend was Amy, small and thin with large breasts, a little girl in a woman's body. She only had one eye. When she was 6, her father was setting off firecrackers in a coffee can, and the whole mess blew up in her eye. The doctors replaced it with a blue glass iris that didn't quite match, but she was still pretty cute, and Fred was crazy about her. I was up in Fred's parents' bedroom with my girlfriend Lenore. I had her shirt off and my mouth wrapped around one of her big brown nipples. I was trying to get my hands down her shorts, but she kept grabbing them and putting them back.